This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chiquita, the banana people, reported a 92% drop in quarterly profits yesterday. Perhaps not coincidentally, the company announced the departure of its chairman and CEO at the same time. Those who don't follow the banana industry closely might know Fernando Aguirre from the reality television show Undercover Boss, the one where CEOs pretend to be entry-level workers at their own companies. And it turns out that for CEOs and regular people alike, reality TV has its risks and its rewards. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
There have been 44 bosses featured on Undercover Boss. At least three of them are, well, no longer bosses.
It's probably an average mortality rate, so to speak.
Ralph Ward is the publisher of newsletter Boardroom Insider. Still, is it a good idea for a company to show its top decision maker looking a little bit incompetent, like in this recent episode?
I would not let Tom loose in a customer's house.
Tom is actually Chad Halleck, CEO of Budget Blinds. He was trying to help install Venetian blinds. Halleck says looking a little silly really paid off for his company.
A huge sales bump. I can't even almost describe. We had to prepare our servers.
We've estimated we probably saw about a $25 million increase to system-wide sales.
That's Shelly Sun, CEO and co-founder of Brightstar Care, a home health care provider. After she went on Undercover Boss, her sales jumped by nearly 20%.
However pudgy I might look in a pair of scrub pants, you know, I had to be willing to, you know, forego that sense of humility for the greater good.
Boardroom Insider's Ralph Ward says these days people don't want an all-knowing CEO. They want a person they can feel connected to.
It certainly builds humanity for the corporation. To actually see the CEO struggling with this or making a doof of himself doing that.
Still, as Chiquita shows, the CEO had better deliver in his day job. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.